Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Arlito's Way podcast. Today, I want to play a song that there's a little backstory to it. I guess there's one to most songs, but so in 1998, I went to I planned to go to Visalia YMCA skate camp in California, and I worked, and that's a little too long, or I'm going far too far back, but still for some context. So I worked at an archaeological site for 3 weeks, I think, to gather some money to do the trip and to go to the skate camp. And it was in my mind, it was back then, it was always like the dream of like, I'll go to skate camp and then I'll get so good and I'll be able to, I don't know, stay in California or whatever. And so I traveled there, and I was 18, so I was already technically too old for camp. Like all the campers were like from 14 to 16 or something, and I was just like, from day one, I was so reality hit so hard, like, 'cause I hadn't expected this level of skateboarding. Like, I knew like amateurs and pros are very good, very talented, but like all the kids were super good, and I couldn't basically, technically, like I couldn't do anything. So I slammed on the first day. I slammed pretty hard on my elbow, and it just kept, like, the wound just kept opening up and like bleeding every day again. So I still have a scar on my right elbow from bailing a backside 5-0 grind on a ledge thing across a pyramid. Which, yeah, I guess I just wasn't ready and was just way too stressed out about everything and realizing, okay, I'm not there. Like, it probably was my dream, because I still to this day love skateboarding so much, but that was an eye opener. And I got like not frustrated, but I still had a great time, but still, I was a little disillusioned. And, it's a fabulous place out there in the mountains, Lake Sequoia and everything. So definitely I have great memories, but still I felt isolated. And I met Lance Mountain, and I was starstruck. Like, we sat there at Lake Sequoia, and I was like, oh shit, I have to say something to the guy. He's like, I had known him, not known him, but I... Like, when I first started skating, when I was 6 or 7, like, the older boys in my town, they had, like, VHS tapes of Band This and other Powell videos. So I was really, like, Ray Barbie, Lance Mountain, Tony Hawk, obviously, but like, Lance Mountain, especially, and Ray Barbie were always two skaters that I really thought were super cool. So I met, I didn't know he would be there, so he was there with the Firm team, and they, I think his son was there skating super good, and Frank Gerver might have been there, I'm not sure, but like Lance Mountain just super good on transition and like crazy backside disasters on the vert wall every try. And yeah, and like I felt like such an idiot not being able to connect or to like I don't know. I was just starstruck and didn't know what to do. And that all, led to me being throughout that time in a weird state. I mean, I was in a weird state before, so it didn't change much. But like I realized, like before going, I was like I had these visions or fantasies about being going to the US and like my life changing totally, and I me becoming a different person or whatever, and that obviously didn't happen. But so I stayed there for 2 weeks and met some really cool people and had a good time despite the disillusionment. I don't know if that's a word. And so then I went back and I stayed in San Francisco for two nights or something at a hotel or something. I don't remember many details. I met this artist that I think I also had met at skate camp. Unfortunately, I forgot the name. Right, now I remember something else. I met one kid I met at skate camp and that I kept in touch with afterwards was Corey Ryan from Santa Cruz, who was definitely one of the most talented skateboarders I had met or I have met to this day. Really good on transition, really consistent. He did like kickflip melon crabs on mini ramps, like kickflip melon to fakie every try, and yeah, crazy good. And also one of his buddies was Emmanuel Guzman, so we also skated like backyard mini ramps with a bunch of his friends. So, but it was like I knew all of them were light years ahead of my skating, and I mean I guess I still improved in my personal space, in my personal limits, and it never took anything away from how much I enjoy it and how much I love skateboarding. But I realized, okay, it's not, it's the dream is not at hand. I won't be able to go anywhere near where those guys are going. So that's a different story. I went to San Francisco and I stayed at this hotel and met this artist who did like graphics for, I think, Slap magazine or something. And so we skated Union Square one night, and then I had another starstruck moment. I don't know who else was there, but it was Cairo Foster, who at that point I had seen like the Transworld videos. I can't think of the name of the video right now off the top of my head, but like he had this part with like, was it Modest Mouse or no, it was another band, but like the music, the skateboarding, it was just like so perfect. It was right up my alley. Like I really liked his style and the music and the way it was edited and everything seemed so cool. And so he was there skating at night, like his buddies were just hanging out, and he would just go like for backside nose blunt slides across like this ledge, across this little grass gap thing, and he or nollie backside nose blunt slide. I'm not sure, but. Really, really advanced curb, technical curb tricks, and I was like, wow. And then he stopped and he approached me and shook my hand and was like, hi, how are you doing? And I was like, what? So that was another one where I was like, I don't know. It I realized in those situations my limits in social interaction, especially if I think very highly of people, then it can be hard to connect or to open up. Because I was like, "What the hell? It didn't expect that. What can I offer here? What am I gonna say?" Or I don't know. Yeah, So I had that feeling, and then I had one more day in San Francisco, and I walked around all day on my own, Pier 7 and like that area. It was foggy and kind of cold, and I got a little lost. I saw Haba Hideout and the mini Haba that's across the street or next to it. But I didn't really skate anything. Like, I rolled around a bit, and then there was this cop who was here, like, gave me a warning, like, yeah, it's $75 if you skate on the streets. And so, and I was intimidated. I guess I was, after those 2 weeks in skate camp and meeting these people that I kind of looked up to so much, I was just intimidated in general. And yeah, I mean, I didn't feel horrible, but I was very moody and emotional and took some photos. I don't know where those photos went, but so I felt artsy, and I think on the bus ride to the airport and on waiting, obviously I do lots of waiting traveling at the airport, so I had time to ride, and I had this pink or some notebook, like really like with like colorful dots in it, really horrible notebook, and I wrote the lyrics for this song. So that's the song called Puke Machine, and it's kind of cool to remember all that stuff. And so when I came back to Germany, we still had the band Humble Doodle that I played My Nightmares in the previous episode. But it was years later, like we changed our style, changed with, I guess, the worlds or the music we listened to. So we were influenced by different bands such as Tool, Deftones, Korn, Caius, obviously. So lots of different types of music, lots of metal, hardcore, the whole emo, screamo thing. Sam I Am, one of my favorite bands back then, touched me. And also the show I saw was great. At the Drive-In, I'm not sure if At the Drive-In was out then. But so the music had changed, and we had these, I think, 10 songs or something, and we recorded them live in our bassist Tuomas. He's half German, half Finnish. Tuomas's living room while his parents were visiting home in Finland, and we set up everything in this really cool living room with a large window looking across the yard with trees and everything, and it a wooden floor. And so we recorded live there, and I recorded the vocals in the drummer's bedroom with like the shittiest gear. And it was on, I had borrowed this digital eight track. And we didn't know anything about recording or amps or preamps or I still don't know much about it, but so we just plucked the microphone like a regular SM58 type stage microphone into the thing and recorded that. So unfortunately the quality was really low of the whole thing, but I think to this day it was one of the best records as far as songwriting, and we had played so much together by then, and we were like in the middle of just playing well together, that that it just felt right. It was summer, and I don't know, all those songs fit right in, I guess. The record we made was called Golden Sands, which was inspired by a hotel I stayed at on a school trip. We went to Malta, and we stayed at this rundown hotel right on the beach, and it was like one of the stories of the building was like completely trashed and construction site, and they tried to keep up this aura of like being a fancy hotel, and us teenagers, we were like totally wrecking everything, going into the pool at night, getting into trouble and everything. And that was called Golden Sands because they had this really nice beach next to the hotel. So that inspired the title of the record. And I don't remember all the songs, but I do remember the last song we put on that, which was Puke Machine. And and the lyrics I wrote, I'm not sure, I think part of it sitting around at Pier 7 and then at the airport at the San Francisco airport and on the flight home. And it kind of reflects the way I felt, always looking for love and being unable to like connect to people I liked, girls too. I mean, it wasn't just Lance Mountain and Kyra Foster. It was in general as soon as I looked up to people, like I could easily connect to people without expectations. Like I could be natural, but there was this, I don't know, pretense mode that I got into without, I couldn't control it, but which kind of inhibited me didn't allow me to connect to people. So that, I love, I don't know. It's a difficult subject. I can't really explain it, but I wanted to give you that backstory to the song because, yeah, if it might be interesting to you, but also just for me, I haven't talked about that for a long time, and I haven't thought about it either. So, yeah, it's cool to just get the story out and remember things. So here is a Puke Machine. It's also one thing with this song. I realized playing on the lower strings of the guitar. And playing lots of power chords, and I realized you can play like a D power chord in the fifth fret, and then add the A as an extra bass note. So you play A D A, and I played just A D with my ring finger and small finger, which allowed me then to change chords and always leave certain notes standing, which I thought was a cool connection between chords, and it just I used these types of chords on that record in a bunch of songs because I had just discovered them, I would say, and just really enjoyed the gloomy dark sound of it. So this is my attempt at Puke Machine. I hope you like it.
Boy, my body's so rare, wounded from all the sitting, and my legs are too tired. What is this noise? What's this smell? All the noises, my nose and ears can't seriously take no more. dozen times. Fall in love a dozen times. These stars, they shine. Hardly impressed by exhaustion. I never do. Above the ground, us floating through, goalless, mindless, brainless. The body's just a the body's just a transporting good. Machine to bring us to our place. Although we don't know, we get there finally.
I think I'll have to start it again. I think coughing is horrible.
Boy, my butt is a rat. From all the sitting, but my legs are too tired to carry my body around anymore. What is this smell? All the noises. My nose and ears can't seriously take no more. Fall in love a dozen times. These stars, they shine. Hardly impressed by exhaustion. I never do. Enormous clouds, weightless above the ground. Us floating through, goalless, mindless, brainless. The body's just a transporting good, a machine to bring us to our place. Although we don't know, we get there finally. Seems kind of magical. Seems kind of magical. Fall in love a dozen times. These stars, they shine. Hardly impressed by exhaustion. I never do.
Yeah. Interesting. I forgot one verse, I think, and I messed up on a couple of chords. But the interesting thing, I think, is having talked about it, like, in my mind, I was going through so much. But at the same time, in comparison to the other songs I played on previous episodes, I couldn't really let go I couldn't let go and just make something happen. It's interesting. Well, I guess that happens. I still hope. It was an interesting background, and maybe you like the song. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll be able to reunite with Tilo, and who knows, or any other musicians, and or just record it all by myself, and maybe re-record those songs in better quality. Who knows? Maybe one day it'll be doable. We'll see. All right, thanks for listening, and tune in next time. I hope you liked Puke Machine, and yeah, bye-bye.